Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area looking at the NAC clock. It is 5 o'clock, and this is the latest update on Hurricane Michael. Looking at the satellite here, you can see some of the, you know, the eye in the center, but look at some of this convection right around the center, indicating a very healthy system, which means that, you know, we're still confident in keeping this a strong system, and even the possibility of increasing the strength with time. Look at some of these bands already starting around this system, and that's what we expect to arrive even well before you get the center arriving. So we're actually updating the graphics as we speak, and I'm going to actually update these graphics and the latest information that we have from the previous one. Really not a lot of change here. We've still got the wind speed, looking at a very powerful storm. But what I really want to key on is this. Look at the actual size of the tropical storm force winds, 185 miles away from the center. Why is that so important? Because we can't think of it as just the center. You can't think of it as just this cone. The cone is basically the air where we think the center could be. This giant swath of winds will continue to move northward. And as a result, you can get a lot of downed trees and you get a lot of power lines down, especially when you couple those winds with all the rainfall. And look at this, still a hurricane inland and a tropical storm even moving through Georgia into the Carolinas. So we have to be ready for those power outages, those trees down. You have to be ready for that situation. And some of the other impacts that we have is the rainfall. This is the brand new graphic that we have. A similar situation with, you know, the potential for 6 to 10 inches of rain. And even moving into Georgia, you can see areas of that 6 to 10 inches, 4 to 6 here in the yellow. So as a result, right along that center, you get that rainfall, and just to the right of that center, you get some of those rain bands, and that's where we start seeing some of the big issues associated with those down power lines and prolonged power outages is what we really need to be prepared for. The other issue here, besides the rain and the wind, is the storm surge. This is an updated map that we just produced, and you know, it's still staggering, a life-threatening situation. Just some of these values not survivable, and it's something that we got to be ready for, because you know, really today is the day that we got to wrap things up. Some of this water already starting to be elevated, so by tonight and tomorrow we're going to start seeing the impacts from this hurricane. So right around Apalachicola, you start stretching around the Big Bend, 9 to 13 feet in some of these areas. It's just a place that's very vulnerable. This whole shelf, you know, you really have a shelf that's very shallow part of the Gulf of Mexico. And as a result, the water rises very rapidly, quickly, in a very dangerous situation. And on either side, 6 to 9 feet over to Destin, even as far as Pensacola, you could get 2 to 4 feet. Same thing in the Tampa metropolitan area. And if you really look at it, these red values here, that's greater than 9 foot of inundation above ground. You can see the large swath moving inland. And each one of these little tributaries, these rivers, you can really get that water pretty far inland. And that's something that we've been really trying to talk to people about. Look at Apalachicola cut off, the barrier islands taking water, but then pushing water into these river basins, the Apalachicola River, where this usually drains the rain out. But because of the storm surge, you push the water in, these rivers actually start to reverse, pushing the water in. So very dangerous. You think you may be inland, but if you're near one of these tributaries, it's very dangerous. So we need to be ready. Now's the time to be prepared, wrap things up, and be in a safe place. Definitely by tonight. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.